like about Jesus Christ our Lord and what it is people say, talk about relationship with Jesus Christ, because he's our Lord, so we should have a talking relationship with him, and so forth, so forth. Like, there are a lot of things that people come up with. But when we look at Book of Acts, when we look at the Book of Acts, very simple thing is, there were some places where a believer spoke to Jesus after he is ascended. But each time that when you observe that the initiation, the who began to speak, always we see Jesus appeared in a vision or like Saul to Damascus. It was not like Saul's, of course, that time he was an unbeliever, really wanted to destroy this way, follower of the way, Jewish people who made Jesus as the Messiah, believe us that Jesus is the Messiah. So he was totally against, committed to destroy this. And he thought he was doing the right thing. He was doing this for Jehovah, false Christ. You know, he believed that Jesus was the false Christ. But at the place moving to Damascus to do the same kind of works, the bright light. So we know about that. And Jesus spoke, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" And at that time, Saul didn't even know who that voice was. And as the conversation went, he recognized Jesus, declared himself, "I am that Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus." So conversation was not initiated by the party men. And other places where Ananias. Okay, after that, Ananias. So again, vision. Then Ananias, hey Ananias. Then he started to have conversation with Jesus in the vision, not like physically standing. He already returned. Jesus Christ will return when he is supposed to return. He will not return. This was not the return of Christ. This was vision. Moses.
Right.
Moses, not Moses, Jesus. Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration. He saw Moses, Elijah, and third guy, I forgot who that was. So when Wednesday we go to the scripture, when we go to the scripture, then it is very clear that no one initiated conversation with Jesus. No one. Whenever conversation took place was vision, whatever, then Jesus spoke. So that's clear. This was not a doctrine.
Is.
Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing, Jesus is Lord. Exactly what does that mean? Paul explains that very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That no one can really say that Jesus is Lord. What does that mean? No one can really serve the Lord Jesus Christ. This is talking about this topic of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. No one can really say, "I serve the Lord Jesus Christ." That's what he's talking about. Except by the Holy Spirit. So people have some different ideas because he's Lord. So, okay, number one, we are to talk to Jesus who not be able to see him, like God. We talk to Jesus like we are talking to God. But it doesn't show any doctrinal information about any first century believers did that. That's one. And very plainly, this 1 Corinthians 12 says that you can only serve Jesus as the Lord by the Holy Spirit. When you are by the inspiration of God, we speak. We are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. By the being led by God, and it says, as many as are led by God. Paul says, as many as are led by God. It doesn't say as many as are led by the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the sons of God. It is God who is working in you. It doesn't say it is Jesus working in you. So it's very plain. What Jesus accomplished is to get the body of Christ to be directly reconciled to God. Not reconciled to him, like some people think, oh, I must go through Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, so they think, oh, I have to go through Jesus Christ. But then Moses was in the better shape. He went directly to Jehovah. He didn't need any person between. Yes, Jesus was the mediator when we were not reconciled. He was the mediator. The man Christ Jesus was the mediator. But once, Romans 10:9, then saved and received the Spirit of God, then we have access to the Father directly. So that's what it is. And just like when Jesus was physically present, he wanted his disciples to go directly to the Father. He didn't say, you ask me and then you shall receive. His teaching was, ask the Father. When you pray, believe that you have received, then you shall have it. His teaching was, our Father who art in heaven. He didn't say, okay, his disciples said, how shall we pray? What is the right way to pray? He taught them, our Father, it doesn't say our Lord Jesus who art in heaven. Our Father, directly. So whatever people may say, whatever they will say, whatever, it doesn't matter. To and fro, this wind of doctrine goes on, and they have another question, another question, another question, another question. As long as we are trying to explain to those who are not ready, another question, another question, another question, each your time. But those who are ready, about 3,000 who came, maybe 20,000, 30,000 on the day of Pentecost, but 3,000, they're ready, guys. They recede with gladness. So we are interested in communicating with only those people. Those people, individuals that God brings to your airport. As long as you are trying to bring to your airport from none other than God, you are trying to get them to land on your airport, then you have this problem. Because we don't have to explain to anybody, defend anybody. God will bring to us such as should be saved. This is a doctrinal thing that I think people don't understand still. They are struggling, not catching. But here they are catching. Here those Indian leaders, Nepali leaders and other leaders, they understand this point. So they are not wasting time trying to convince the Hindus. We have Hindus, Muslims, many such people, and try to convince them with their doctrine. They have their doctrine, Allah, this and that, many gods. We have so many God's people from Hindu background, from Sikh background, Muslim background, Buddhist background. Then they have no problem. They go directly to the Father. They're not going to Jesus and then thinking, okay, I must have a relationship with Jesus. They have no problem. So many years. Okay, now how many years? Those who like to stay in the desert for 40 years and another 40 years, it's up to them. If thou shalt confess, if they will confess the right words, receive the right words, ready to receive with meekness, less than half second they will catch it. But those who are not, they will continue that route of many years in the desert. Want to go quickly into the promised land? those who believe, they enter into the promised land. It's very simple. God didn't lead them into the desert. God wanted them to go into the promised land flowing with milk and honey and great happy time right away. So it's a very simple thing. And those who, like Jesus said, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Those who don't, let them not hear. Some seed fell onto such and such ground, this ground, that ground. But those good heart, good ground, then that seed will multiply and then bring out 40-fold, 80 or 100, like that. So our focus is the ready person, laborer. Jesus taught this so plainly, obviously, to the leaders from the right get-go, to his 12, to his 70, established. This point is established. So individuals who practice it, don't practice it, it's up to them. Here they practice it, everybody from get-go, because these are ready ones. We are going to God. Each person is desiring ready people, labor. So labor kind of person comes, then we tell, communicate, same thing as Jesus shared. Harvest is plenteous. You have your own field. You don't have to work in joint field. So plenty, so much all over the world, and your locality or wherever, God has the harvest-ready fields for you. So that person, the new person, start expecting, wow, it's available. Oh, wow, I want it. I want it. And then beseech the Lord of the harvest to Ekbalo the laborers. It happens. These laborers pop up, come like Reuben, 7 years. Now laborers are popping up. Harvest ready fields are opening up. Because he's in India, the Indian Christians who practice different doctrine, it's not happening with them. It's not happening. Denomination, Christian groups, this, that. They're doing the same thing, trying to make big church, this and that. So it's not that because of the India culture. To think carnally, India is a harder place to, harder nuts to crack. So many different religions and oppositions. But with God and with his doctrine, the focus that he's given to us, vision, direction he's given to us, we, means not only I, but also so many are now very fruitful and prosperous, increasing in wealth. They practice to honor God. They recognize. But I don't know, those who are not ready, they will not practice. So we don't have to chase after anybody. Like Jesus didn't chase after the lepers who didn't come back and gave thanks. Oh, I better go back to them. Where are they? Those who, one or two, came back and gave thanks. Jesus says, oh, where are these other guys? I better go and teach them. Maybe they will come back. He didn't. The multitudes of disciples, he spoke a hard saying. He didn't worry like, oh, they will leave if I talk like this, they will leave. So many disciples stopped following him after that. And Jesus said, okay, to the apostles, you can leave also. It's not that you have to follow me. You can leave also. But those who were the labor kind of individuals, ready ones, they were able to see, oh, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. So this thing, we have to be clear. Forget now about chasing after those who are not ready to hear. Then God cannot do the work for you because you are doing something else. He wants to send you the top class labor, but we are going here and there and there. So becomes 40 years, 50 years, that kind of situation happens. But right away, day of Pentecost, the first day, 3,000 souls. It's not like doctrinally or Book of Acts, we see after 5 years, God was able to add to them two people. After 5 years, two labors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't read something like that. It's moving, moving, multiplying, increasing, disciples increasing. So mightily grew the word from God like that. So we need to consider our way. And don't practice other doctrine. Very simple. Like Reuben said, it is so simple. Easy. Or Efe said, or Reuben said, it's so simple. Just practice that.
Mm-hmm.
Simple things. Harvest is plenteous and laborers are few compared to the incredible number of the harvest-ready fields. Million is also few. So that's one thing. And another thing is to desire your own field. And don't try to recruit from the old field. Just God to bring. God to bring. Okay, some may come from the old field. Yes, but our eyes are on God, locked with God. The God, you send me the laborers. Then he's ready to go. Ready to go. We don't have to take many years. He's ready to go. Also, honor God is so fantastically fundamental because this allows God to abound all of his favor to that one person who sows seed. Which means God can work for me. Then he can work for me. I don't honor God, or I just half-heartedly honor God. Then he's not able. This incredible growth and outreach is a combined practice of getting God to my side to be able to abound all of his favor. Because once all of his favor is to me, then abound onto every good work. Result is abound onto every good work. And you will have abundance, sufficiency in all things. So these simple 1, 2, 3, and speaking in tongues, which will build you up, prophecy, speak by the Spirit, not prepared notes, but to the ready ones, of course, ready ones. So God brings the ready ones, then prophesy. And prophecy definition is different from what we are taught. Jesus prophesied all the time, Samaritan woman with his disciples, teaching, Sermon on the Mount, wherever he opened his mouth and the words from God proceeded out of his mouth. So prophecy builds up the ecclesia. Those who are not doing that, it will not build up. So we see the results. We see the fruit. Where the prophecy is done, so new person can right away prophesy, just like new person can speak in tongues. Yes, at this point, I am alone. Say, I am alone. Nobody. But to begin with God. Then, like Reuben, began with God. And being led by God, opened the door for, say, fellowship, Sky Fellowship, this fellowship, or visited different meetings. As God inspired him. Not that his own effort and figuring out this way, then I will have my ministry. No, but being led by God. So just do that. So these are few things. And have your own field means that would be easily practiced by having one's own home fellowship. Then do so. When we begin, then there's nobody. At the beginning, some people may already have somebody, but many times you may be alone. But faith is substantiation of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. We will say those things which are not, it's not visible, as though they are. We say what you don't want, but we say what we want. So we practice these things, and God is with us. God will continue to encourage us. It's not a lonely walk. He is with us. He helps us. So confession, good confession, not get up and say, bad day, how this will happen. But we will say, thank you, God. It's going to be a great day. You are with me. You are causing me to be joyful and happy, and my dreams come true, exceeding abundantly. God, you say that unto God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask you or I imagine, I dream, according to that dunamis which is in me. So, this is true. And He will with you as you move with God with right confession, like choose your confession not to eat the every other doctrine or wind of doctrine, but eat the right food from heaven, which is 100% pure since the beginning, not degraded like physical soil and these food today. God will continue to comfort you, encourage you, God of all comfort. He himself describes himself as, Paul communicated this point, God of all comfort, Paracleo, encourager, God of all encourager, encouragement giver. He will encourage you so that you may be able to encourage others also. So I think that's cool.